感谢神。
Thank the Lord。
这一次有机会到台湾，也到中国大陆去。
One time I have chance to went to Taiwan and China mainland。
我看见神一些的工作在神儿女的中间。
I saw the work of the Lord among His children。
看见神的儿女被兴起来，渴慕追求主，心里面充满了喜乐。
I saw them, they were raised up and pursue the Lord. I'm very happy.
私底下也跟一些弟兄姊妹们交通。
I shared with a lot of brothers and sisters.
那有些人就把他们所遇见的难处交通出来。
And some of them shared their difficulties.
听了以后，心中也是充满了一些的伤感。
And I have a lot of sorrow after I heard that.
神儿女的中间有得胜的一面，同时也有失败的一面。
Among the children of God, there's one side of the success and the other side of failure.
那就想到今天所处的环境。
And I thought about the situation we are here today.
好像整个都笼罩在低气压的里面。
It is like we are under a very low atmosphere.
经济的问题，政治的问题，战争的问题。
There are problems with economy, with political issues, and with war.
那我们的心在哪里呢？
Where our hearts are.
像刚才我们读的圣经，有一节主耶稣对彼得说的一句话。
Just like the scripture we just read, our Lord Jesus asked Peter,
你爱我比这些更深吗？
You love me deeper than these?
这里面讲到有一个是主，一个是这些。
On one side, it is the Lord. On the other side, it's these things.
当他们摆在天平上的时候，
When they are put together,
哪一个是更重？
Which is heavier?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
You love me deeper than these?
这里说到主和主之外的。
Here it talks about Lord and the things besides the Lord.
那我们的眼睛摆在哪里？
Where we set our eyes upon.
我们的心摆在哪里？
Where we set our hearts.
摆在主的身上，还是摆在主之外的事情上？
On the Lord or on things outside the Lord.
不论是我们的得胜，我们的成功也好，
No matter our victory.
不论我们的失败，我们的软弱也好，
No matter our weakness and failure.
这些都包括在主之外的范围里面。
This is all including things outside the Lord.
那我的心是不是在主那里？
Our hearts really on the Lord.
主说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
The Lord asked, Do you love these deeper than you love me?
这些包含了许许多多。
These things include a lot of things.
而且你我的光景可能都不一样。
And our situation could be different case.
但是在这里，主问我们一个问题：你爱我比这些更深吗？
But here the Lord asks us a question: Do you love me deeper than these?
我就想到圣经上有一个人是失败的人。
There is a man recorded in the scripture, a man who failed.
我想我们在工作上，在家庭中，在属灵上，我想我们或多或少曾经经历过软弱失败的情形。
In our work, in our family, in our spiritual things, we may all have experienced failure.
那么圣经中也给我们看见许许多多人的失败。
There's a lot of examples in the scripture also.
但是不知道为什么，在约翰福音写到二十一章的时候，应该告一个段落。
We don't know why then in the scripture in John chapter 21st it should be an end.
很多读圣经的人都说约翰福音到二十一章三十一节就可以结束了。
And many people who read the scripture they say John the book the gospel of John can be stopped at chapter 20.
但是约翰还是把二十一章记在圣经的里面。
But yet chapter 21st is still recorded.
这一章的圣经充满了许多的教导，
It's full of teachings in this chapter.
也充满了许多的亮光，
And full of light.
啊，今天早上我想从一个角度来看。
This morning I want to share from one angle.
主对一个失败的人，他怎样来牧养他
？How our Lord shepherd a man who failed?
我们知道在这里有一个人叫彼得。
Here's a man who is called Peter.
啊，当他在主耶稣被钉十字架之前
，Before the Lord was crucified on the cross，
他有高昂的时候，也有低潮的时候。
He sometimes are high and sometimes are low.
啊，他也很喜欢讲话。
He liked to talk much.
但是等到主耶稣被钉十字架之后
，But after the Lord was crucified on the cross，
啊，我们就不太看见这一个人在说话。
We don't see Peter talk too much.
因为在主耶稣被捉拿的那一夜
，Because when the night our Lord was caught，
他曾经否认过主。
Peter denied the Lord。
啊，主耶稣就在复活以后也向门徒们显现。
After the resurrection of Jesus, he appeared to his disciples.
在这一段的圣经记载里面，好像不曾看见彼得在说什么话。
And among these recordings, we don't see Peter talk much.
但是在二十一章，他就冒出了一句话。
But in chapter 21, there's some word from him.
啊，这句话我想是藏在彼得心里深处很久的一句话。
And these words must be in Peter's heart for a long time.
他说：“我打鱼去。”
And Peter said, "I'll go fish."
在彼得里面，他想到的就是去打鱼。
All he thought about is to go fishing.
那我们也知道，那一夜他和同伴们都打不着什么。
And we know that night they didn't get much. They didn't get anything.
弟兄们，当彼得说我打鱼去
，When Peter said I'll go fish，
他心里面所想到的不是主
，He thought not the Lord。
他所想到是主之外的
，He thought something outside the Lord。
那么主就跟彼得显现
，So our Lord appeared to Peter。
我想彼得在他心里面。不知道会不会想起主耶稣曾经说过的一句话。
I don't know whether Peter will remember the words that our Lord said.
他说：“你在人面前不认我，凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。”
Those who deny me before men, I will deny them before my Father.
弟兄姊妹，这一句话是相当的严肃。也是相当的可怕的一句话。
These are very serious words.
他说：“若有人在人面前不认主耶稣的
，For those who deny me before people，
我在天上的父面前也不认他。
I will deny them before my Father in heaven。”
弟兄们，如果我们要跟随主到一个地步，有一天我们在天上，主说不认得我们。
If we who have followed the Lord someday to a point that we deny the Lord。
那是何等严肃的一件事
！How serious it will be！
但是何其不幸
！But unfortunately，
彼得竟然在人的面前不认他。
It is Peter that denied the Lord。
彼得一次不认主
，For one time，
在第二次不认主
，For a second time，
啊，第三次不认主
，And three times。
我不知道主耶稣的这一句话跟彼得不认主之间在他里面的冲击是如何。
I don't know what these words Jesus said, what kind of impact will it be in Peter.
而当彼得在那不认主的时候
,When Peter were denying the Lord,
那约翰也在那一个反境的里头。
John was there also.
也就是说彼得不认主、啊、其他的同伴其他的门徒们都不知道
It's not that when Peter were denying the Lord nobody else knows、
啊、主耶稣知道
Jesus knows、
啊、约翰也知道
And John knew it
那么这一位主的使徒
This apostle of the Lord
当他失败以后
，When he failed，
当他跌倒之后
，After he stumbled，
谁能够扶持他
？Who can raise him up？
谁能够帮助他从这个环境里面出来？
Who can deliver him out of the situation?
我想只有我们的主，
Only our Lord
可以帮助他，
That can help him.
我想我用今天的题目说，主在那牧养一位跌倒的人。
Let me use today's title, Our Lord Shepherd the One Who Stumbled.
我们来看看主怎样对一个跌倒的人，他怎样的来扶持他。
Let us look how our Lord will reinstate this Peter who fell.
我们的主实在是一个无所不知的神。
He knows everything.
他知道彼得所要面对到的难处相当的大。
He knows the difficulty that Peter faced.
因为这是撒旦的一个厉害的攻击。
Because this is a heavy attack of Satan.
所以主耶稣对彼得说，
So our Lord said to Peter,
我已经为你祷告了，
I have prayed for you.
你要跌倒，
You will stumble.
你要三次不认我，
And you will deny me three times.
但是我已经为你祷告，
But I have prayed for you.
当你回头以后，
When you turn back,
你要来坚固你的弟兄，
Enforce your brothers.
这个跌倒是那么多厉害，
This stumble
不仅仅彼得、
so、serious.
还有他的同伴们，
Not only Peter but also his brothers.
因为圣经上说撒旦想要塞你们像塞麦子一样，
Because the scripture said that Satan he may sift you as wheat.
从主耶稣这句话来说，彼得的服任主好像是外在的一个环境造成的。
Even though it looks like the denying of the Lord from Peter isBecause of the outside situation.
但是主耶稣的眼睛何等的锐利。
But how sharp is the eye of the Lord?
他知道这里有一个灵界的征战。
You know, there's a spiritual war.
撒旦要亲自出来攻击他的门徒。
And Satan will attack himself to the apostles of the Lord.
所以那神要来击打牧人，养就分散。
And the Lord will.Strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.
但是主在那保守，保守他的羊。
But our Lord keeps his sheep.
他为他们祷告。
He prayed for them.
为彼得祷告。
Prayed for Peter.
当彼得真的否认主的时候。
When Peter truly denied the Lord.
特别是当他第三次否认主。
Especially the third time he denied the Lord.
鸡就叫了。
And the cock crows.
圣经里面记载说，主耶稣转过身来看彼得。
And the Lord turned back and looked at Peter.
弟兄姊妹，当一个人失败的时候，
When someone who stumbled,
人怎么来看他？
How do we look at him?
常常会对当事人一个很强烈的反应。
The way we look at him will have a very strong impact on the man.
而主耶稣一看彼得，
And when our Lord looked at Peter,
他就想起了主耶稣所说的话。
And then Peter remembered the words that our Lord said.
什么话呢？就说，彼得，我已经为你祷告。
Peter, I've prayed for you.
彼得想起来以后就出去痛哭。
And Peter,got outside and cried.
弟兄姊妹，在这个眼神的里头，
and with this look,
在彼得的眼睛碰见了这个眼光，
when he saw the Lord's eyesight,
他会叫他想起主耶稣的话，
he remembered the words of the Lord.
而这个话何等的慈爱，
and how much love is in this
word. 我为你祷告，
I have prayed for you.
我为你祷告。
I prayed for you.
你回头以后，
so you will turn back.
弟兄姊妹，在这里有个话说，你可以回头。
You can turn back.
而且你回头以后，
when you turn back,
你还要兼顾你的弟兄。
Strengthen your brothers.
这个眼光不讲话，但是却说出一个何等慈爱的声音。
These eyesight do not have words.But it is talking.
叫彼得出去痛哭。
The love in it make Peter get out and cry.
我记得我小的时候，
I remember when I was a kid.
我做错一件事情，
I did something wrong.
即使是误会的，
misunderstood someone.
后来我父亲就把我叫去，就把我责备。
And later, my parents scolded me.
我就哭了。
And I cried.
我知道我父亲的责备的里面带含着爱。
I know there's love in his scope.
弟兄们，许多的时候，有些的责备叫人产生一个反弹。
Many times, the scope has a negative impact on us.
但是有时候的责备叫人的心被融化。
But sometimes, it made our heart dissolve.
在于里面有没有爱。
It all depends whether there's love in it or not.
所以主耶稣回头一看，彼得就出去痛哭。
So when the Lord turned back and looked at Peter, he went out and cried.
那这是发生在主耶稣被钉十字架之前的事。
This was happened before our Lord was crucified on the cross.
等到主耶稣被钉十字架。
After he was crucified.
他说这一位神的羔羊背负世人的罪孽。
Bearing the sins of the world.
啊，也除去世人的罪孽。
Taken away the sins of the world.
当他从死里面复活。
After he resurrected from the dead.
他向门徒们显现，啊，向妇女们显现。
He appeared to the women.
他说：“你们去告诉我的门徒。
”Go to tell my disciples.
啊，特别说汉彼得。
Especially he said, and Peter.
啊，这件事情刚好是记载在马可福音里面。
This is recorded in the Gospel of Mark.
我们都知道马可福音是有人说也是彼得的福音。
Many said that the Gospel of Mark is also the Gospel of Peter.
因为马可是彼得的儿子，属灵的真儿子。
Because Mark is the spiritual son of Peter.
所以很多的事，主耶稣的事情，他告诉马可。
So Peter told a lot of things about Jesus Christ to Mark.
马可写了马可福音。
And Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark.
他就想到说，当主耶稣复活的那一个早晨。
In the morning when Jesus resurrected.
他说：“你去告诉我的门徒们。
”Go to tell my disciples.
他是特别提出彼得的名字。
Especially our Lord mentioned the name of Peter.
就叫彼得里面想说，在耶稣的心里里面。
So Peter will know that in the heart of the Lord.
虽然我失败了，
even though I stumbled,
但是主还在怀念着我。
But our Lord remembers.
主还在纪念着我。
Our Lord remembers.
主耶稣没有把我这一个是跌倒的羊摆在一边。
He did not set me aside.
而且主耶稣在那一个晚上之前向彼得显现。
At the night, our Lord appeared to Peter.
主耶稣特别向彼得显现。
Especially appeared to Peter.
圣经没有记载那个显现里面发生了什么事情。
It is not recorded that what happened in that appearance.
但是对一个软弱的人，对一个跌倒的人，对一个失败的人，这个显现何等的宝贵。
But to someone who are weak, who failed, who are stumbled,How important is that appearance?
在那一天的晚上，门徒们聚在一起。
At that night, the disciples were together.
啊，这些门徒们聚在房子的里头。
They are in the house.
主耶稣向他们显现。
The Lord appeared to them.
主耶稣告诉他们说：“愿你们平安。”
Lord Jesus said, "Peace to you."
主耶稣知道门徒们都软弱。
He knew the weakness of the disciples.
他也知道他们都需要。
He knew the need of them.
他说：“愿你们平安。”
He said, "Peace to you."
而且主耶稣向他们吹来一口气啊，让他们受圣灵。
And he breathed on them so that they would receive the Holy Spirit.
他们把宝贵的圣灵赐给他们。
He gave the precious Holy Spirit to them.
啊，又过了一个礼拜。
After a week.
那主耶稣他们又聚在一起的时候
，The disciples got together again.
那主耶稣又向他们显现。
The Lord appeared to them again.
为什么呢？因为在前一个礼拜他显现的时候，多马不在。
Why? It is because the last time our Lord appeared, Thomas was not there.
那这一次主耶稣在向门徒们显现。
So this time he appeared to his disciple once more.
从圣经那来看，好像这个先生特别为着多马而来。
From the scripture, we can see that it is especially for Thomas.
他要多马知道说他复活了。
So that Thomas would know that he resurrected.
那多马看见那主，他就相信了。
When Thomas saw Jesus, he believed.
我想多马也是一个跌倒者。
I thought Thomas is also stumbled.
但是主耶稣对他何等的仁慈。
But how much love our Lord showed to him.
那再过来就是来到约翰福音二十一章。
Then we saw in John chapter 21.
那主耶稣又跟门徒们显现。
Our Lord appeared to the disciples once more.
这样说是向门徒显现，这是第三次。
And it is said that this is the third time.
第一次是有十个门徒。
First time.There was 10 disciples together.
第二次有11个门徒。
And the second time there were 11 disciples.
那第三次有7个门徒。
And the third time there were 7 disciples.
再加上主耶稣单独跟彼得显现。
And plus that, our Lord appeared to Peter separately.
那这是主耶稣第四次跟彼得显现。
So,Recorded in John chapter 21, it is the fourth time our Lord appeared to Peter.
当主耶稣告诉他们打网而且可以打到那么多的鱼的时候
When our Lord told them how to set the net,
他们就上了岸
They get on the shore.
当他们看到了在岸上看见了炭火
They saw a fire of coal.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，当我们失败软弱的时候
，You know when we are weak and when we after we failed，
有些的事情是很摸着我们的心。
There's a lot of things that can touch your heart。
而且对那些的事情，你会特别的敏感。
You'll be very sensitive to these things。
甚至于人家是说者无心，你可能听者有意。
Even though the one who talked about it may really not mean it, but you
因为那个失败的东西怎么那么抓住了他的心，叫他的眼睛没有办法转向主。
Because the failure has bondage in the heart, so we cannot turn to the Lord.
彼得曾经在否认主的时候，他在那边烤火。
When Peter denied the Lord,
他可以一面烤火，一面怎么样？一面在否认主。
He was by the fire, but he denied the Lord.
但是他。在岸上看见主耶稣给他预备的炭火。
But this time when he saw the fire on the shore.
好让在这里有一个火可以把彼得心中的那个火把它扑灭掉。
There's a fire that can put up the fire in Peter's heart.
一个火叫他可以服认主。
There's a fire that when Peter enjoyed it, he can deny the Lord.
但是在这里有一个火发出了一个呼声来吧来吧来吧。
There's a calling in this fire. Come, come, and come.
靠近我，靠近我。
Come near me.
彼得，我不会拒绝你的。
Peter, I will not reject you.
当他们吃完以后，主耶稣对彼得问一些的话。
After they have eaten, our Lord asked Peter a few questions.
他说你爱我比这些更深吗
Do you love me deeper than these?
彼得说你知道主啊是的你知道我爱你
Peter said you know that I love you
第二次说你爱我吗
The second time said do you love me?
他说主你知道我爱你
Peter said, you know I love you.
第三次主耶稣说你爱我吗
The third time the Lord said, do you love me?
圣经不知道为什么约翰特别记载说因为第三次主耶稣对他说你爱我吗就忧愁了。
It is specially recorded that Peter was sorrowful when the Lord asked him the third time.
耶稣对他说主啊彼得说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你。
Peter said,Lord, you knew all things. You know that I love you.
弟兄们，在这个整个的对话的里面，围绕在一个字上，爱，爱，爱，爱，爱，爱，爱。
All over the conversation, we can see this word.
弟兄姊妹们，在这个对答的里面，主耶稣好像只知道是在他的心中里面，好像只知道是个爱。
From these questions and answers, we all we saw is.
而彼得里面涌出来一个东西就是爱。
And what's flowed out of the heart of Peter?
但是在爱与爱的中间有一个字特别跑出来，三。
But among these words, love, love, there's a word three.
他说第三次。
The third time.
是不是这个三也是在彼得的里面是个影子
？Is this the third time? Is there's a shadow in Peter's heart?
他曾经三次否认主。
Because he had denied the Lord.For three times.
这个山在他的里面是不是拿不掉
？So this three times is a shadow in his heart.
主耶稣在那里说，意思是哦，爱吗？爱吗？爱吗？一连说了三次。
When our Lord said, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?"
在这里有个啊，要吞灭一个否认的事。
There's a love which will swallow the fact that Jesus, Peter denied the Lord.
爱那么宝贵吗
？Is love really so precious?
是爱是最宝贵的
Yes, love is the most
而且是最大的
It is the biggest
而且是永远长存的
And it is eternal, everlasting
这个爱
This love
是从神而来的爱
Is from God
所以主在这里对彼得说爱可以掩盖你的否认
So our Lord told Peter that this love can cover your failure
有一个故事是这样说
There was a story.
有两个小孩子他们在外面玩
Two children played outside.
其中有一个就偷了人家一只鸭
One stole a duck from the other.
被另外一个朋友看见了
From someone else. And the other child saw that.
他就说你不要告诉人啊
And one told the other, you shouldn't tell others.
那个偷鸭说你不可以告诉别人啊
And the one who stole the duck told the others,
他的朋友说
you can never
好啊
anyone else.
但是有一个条件
His friend said, yes,
我叫你做什么你都要做
There's a condition.
他说好
you have to do whatever
只要你不要去告诉那个主人我就你要叫我做什么我就去做
And the one who stole the duck said, yeah, no matter whatever you said, I
will 所以他的朋友每次要做些不好的事情或是什么就是找他
So whenever his friend wanted to do something bad, he asked this child to go with him.
但是这个偷鸭的人呢，很烦啊。
But this child who stole the duck,
有时候不高兴。
Don't really want to go there.
他不想做。
And didn't want to go.
那个人就说鸭。
And his friend will say,
鸭。
Duck.
他说好好，我去做。
Every time this word is mentioned,
下一次碰到他不想去做，又来一个鸭。
And anytime he don't want to go, his friend
好像那个鸭，就把他怎么样压死了。
Every time when this word
好像必须做自己不想做的事情。
The one who stole the duck just have no option.
为什么？他因为有一个把柄在他朋友的手中。
Because he have something in his friend's hand.
很可惜，这一位朋友不是好朋友。
But this friend is really not a good friend.
这一位的朋友用各样的方法来欺负他。
This friend used all kinds of ways.To have pressure on him.
直到有一天他受不了了。
Until one day this kid can.
他就跑去那个鸭的主人那边去。
He went to the owner of the duck.
他求说，你这位鸭的主人，请你原谅我。
He said, "Would you please forgive me?"
他说我年纪小，但是我做错了一件事情。
Because I was young, I did something wrong.
我偷了你的鸭子。
I've stolen your duck.
我没有钱。
I do not have money.
我没有办法还你。
I cannot
好不好请你原谅我你要我做什么我都愿意做
Can you forgive me? I will do whatever you want
这个丫头主人说看到这个孩子
The owner looked at the children
他说你那么诚实
He said you are so honest
他说你偷我的鸭我不要你赔
Even though you've stolen my duck
你做什么事情我也原谅你
And I forgive you
他说你下次不要再做了
And don't do it anymore.
你不要再犯了。
Do not steal anymore.
哇，他从这个鸭的主人里面感受到一个被赦免的自由。
He got the freedom of the forgiveness.
所以他就怎么样，就释放了。
And he was delivered.
他里面充满了喜乐。
and was full of joy in his heart.
后来他的朋友又叫他再去做不好的事情。
The next time when his friend asked him to do something bad,
叫他做不愿意做的事情。
Something he really don't want to do.
那个仆人他不想看到他不想做。
The child said, I wouldn't want to do.
他又来了。
And his friend would say like,
他说鸭。
Duck.
哎，乞丐他怎么他不是没有回应？再鸭。
But there's no response.
你没有反应，再鸭怎么样？
His friend would say duck and duck one after.
这位偷鸭的他，你再叫一千遍也没有用的。
And the kid said, even you shout it 1,000 times.
因为偷鸭的主人，鸭的主人已经原谅我了。
Because I've already got the forgiveness.
你不要再来吓死我。
From the owner. You can never control me anymore.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
我们会失败。
We will fail.
但是在赦免里头，可以叫我们得着自由。
But we'll get.The freedom through the forgiveness.
而彼得在这里跌倒了。
Peter stumbled here.
他站不起来。
He cannot stand up.
虽然主耶稣曾经一次一次的扶持他。
Even though our Lord reinstated him again and again.
但是好像他没有办法从那个软弱里头站起来。
But it seems that Peter cannot get out of it.
而主耶稣跟他讲爱。
When the Lord talked about love,
他要让彼得懂得爱，什么叫做爱。
He wants to let Peter know what is truly love.
他说主彼得说主耶稣说我在十字架上已经被钉了。
And Jesus said, I've been crucified on the cross.
我为什么要被钉在十字架上
？Why I need to be crucified on the cross？
彼得你神知道吗我来了就是要寻找拯救世上的人。
Peter, do you know that I came for the people who lost and need salvation?
彼得你知道吗我来的就是要寻找那个迷失的羊。
I came for the lost sheep.
彼得你知道吗我是那位好牧人要为羊舍命。
Peter, do you know that I am the good shepherd?
而我这一位好牧人已经被挂在十字架上。
And this good shepherd has been crucified on the cross.
神把全人类的罪都归在他的身上。
And all the sins of the world was on his hand.
他担当全人类的罪孽。
He bare the sins of all mankind.
彼得，我也担当你的罪孽。
And Peter, I bear your sin.
彼得我在那辆十字架上独自喝了那个苦杯
I drank the bitter cup on the cross myself
你稍微知道那个杯有多苦
And if you know a little how bitter this cup will be
但是你不敢喝
But you dare not to drink
你也不愿意喝
And you would not drink
所以你会否认我
And you would deny me
但是彼得我为你独自喝了那个苦杯。
But Peter, I drank that bitter cup for you.
我在那里担当了你一切的软弱。
I bared all your weakness.
我在那里背负了你一切的痛苦。失败。
I bared all your failure.
你所有要领到你的咒诅都归在我的身上。
All the curses that should have been on you is now on me.
不错我曾经说过凡在人面前不认我的我在我父的面前也不认他。
Yes, I said that those who deny me before men, I would deny him before the Father.
但是彼得咒诅我受。
But Peter, now, the curse is on me.
如果你肯回头
If you will turn back.
如果你肯接受我的爱
If you can receive my love,
在这爱的里面有赦免
the forgiveness in the love,
在这爱的里面有接纳
the acceptance in the love,
在这爱的里面有一个和好
the peace in the love,
你可以回来
you can come back.
你难道不知道我给你有多少的慈爱吗？
Don't you know that how much love I gave you?
你知道我对你有多少的忍耐吗
Don't you know that how much forbearance I have on you?
保罗说爱是恒久忍耐
Paul said that love is long suffering.
我在等待你。
I'm waiting for you.
我在给你恩典。
I'm giving you grace.
我一次托人带话给你。
I ask somebody to
send my word to you. 我向你
显现。And I appeared to you.
一次又一次。
One time, two times.
你知道这一切说什么吗？爱是不计算人的恶。
You know all these, what all these talk about is love never count the evils of us.
彼得，我没有追讨你的失败。
Peter, I do not ask for your death.
我在那里承担你的痛苦失败。
I'm bearing your failure.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love never count the evil of others.
爱是有盼望。
Love hopes all things.
彼得，我对你有盼望。
Peter, I have.
彼得，你肯不肯从这一个失败的里面站起来？
Are you willing to come out of this failure?
谁能够叫你站起来？什么力量可以叫你站起来？
Who can let you stand up?
只有这个舍命的爱。
Only this love who died for us.
所以圣经上说，当主耶稣为我们舍命，从此我们就知道何为爱。
The scripture says that when the Lord died for us, that we know what is love.
他彼得，什么叫做爱？
Peter, what is love?
我被钉在十字架上。
When I was crucified on the cross.
这叫做爱。
This is love.
他说，你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你若爱我，把你的眼睛定睛在十字架上。
If you love me, set your eyes upon the cross.
你都爱我，把你的眼睛定睛在站在你面前跟你说话的耶稣。
Focus your eyes on the one who stands before you and talks to you.
在这样的一个对话的里面。
In these conversations.
他说爱，爱，爱。
And all we can hear is love, love.And love.
爱带来了鼓舞。
There's an encouragement in the love.
爱带来了希望。
There's hope in the love.
爱也是永远不止息。
And love never fails.
但爱说永远不失败。
Love never fails.
彼得，若是今天我都得不到你。
Peter, if I can't get you today.
这个爱就失败了。
This love failed.
今天我会一定要得到你。
I will get you today.
我要用这个神的爱，用神的爱来融化你的所有的心。
This love will dissolve all your heart.
我们稍微知道圣经里面讲到这个爱。
We know a little bit about the love.
主耶稣头两个爱，主耶稣说的头两个爱都是 agape 的爱。
The first two times our Lord mentioned the word love, it is agape.
彼得两个的回答的爱都是友谊的爱。
And when Peter answered, Lord, you know that I love you. This love is love of friendship.
那第三次主耶稣就用那个 agape 的爱，说最高级的爱稍微降低下来，降到彼得的那个层次上，说你是不是用人间友情的爱来爱我？
The third time when the Lord asked Peter, he used the love, the word love he used is the love of friendship.
彼得一听到这一个人他就忧愁起来。
And Peter, when Peter heard this, he was sorrowful.
那么他也那么坦诚地告诉主耶稣说。
And he told Lord honestly.
我所有对着你的爱，我只有人间的爱。
All my love to you is only the love in the world.
在这里彼得把他的真情摆在主耶稣的面前。
And Peter told the Lord his true situation.
这个爱叫我火热的时候，我会紧紧的来跟随你。
The love, the agape love, when Peter denied him, he will follow him afterwards.
但是这个爱，当我碰到生死关头的时候，我会服了你。
Oh, Peter's love.He will follow him sometimes, but when it's really in a critical moment, he will deny the Lord.
这个爱不牢靠。
This love is not
assured. 主耶稣，我现在要重新面对你的爱。
But Peter said, Lord, I will face your love now.
求你得着我。
May you get me again.
求你用那一个十字架上的爱抓住我。
And cover me with the love of the cross, on the cross.
每一次主耶稣问他的时候都有一句话。
Every time when the Lord asked Peter, there's a sentence.
对吧，你喂养我的羊。
You feed my lambs.
你牧养我的羊。
You take up my sheep.
你喂养我的羊。
You feed my sheep.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思？
What does this mean?
神的爱有赦免。
There's forgiveness in the love. In
神的爱里面对着你有一个期望。
There's hope in the love of God.
神的爱里面对着你有一个信任。
And there's interest in the love of God.
我要把牧羊群羊的责任托在你的身上。
I give you a responsibility to feed my sheep.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这个爱何等的伟大。
How great is this love?
这个爱要叫失败的人可以重新站起来。
So that those who stumble can stand up again.
这个爱还可以给他有一个机会，还可以来侍奉神。
To have another chance to serve the Lord.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
主耶稣的爱折服了彼得。
The love of Jesus overcame Peter.
所以彼得人啊，这个人就活过来了。
And Peter lived again.
主耶稣就跟他讲说什么？他说：“你年少的时候怎么样？你年老的时候要怎么样
？”And the Lord told him what he will be when he was young and what he will be when.
他说：“彼得，你来跟从我。”
He called Peter to follow him.
他在意思说：“你来跟从我。”
You follow me.
叫这里彼得要在。主耶稣要叫彼得在爱的里面把眼睛望向主耶稣
so that Peter can set his eyes on Jesus、
在主耶稣注视他的容颜
to look at the glorious face of the Lord
你会看见希望
you will see the hope
你会看见一个力量
you will see the strength
你会看见你的前面是不是灰色的
you wouldn't see gray color
你看前面是一片光明
but brightness
他说你牧养我的羊
He said you feed my sheep
怎么牧养法
How would Peter feed my sheep
这一段的日子其实我就是让你知道我怎样牧养你
Through all these days I just let you know how I shepherd you
彼得好好的跟随我吧
Follow me
我曾经在多年前呼召你说来跟从我
Many years ago, I called you to follow me.
要叫你得人如得鱼。
So you will get people just like you get fish.
刚刚过去的晚上，你整夜劳累，打不着什么。
Last night, you labored all night but didn't get anything.
这不是你要做的。
This is not what you will do.
你来跟从我。
Come follow me.
把那个打上来的鱼呀。
And for all those fishes.
好好的来牧养他们
and part away those fishes to feed your sheep
第一次呼召他说来叫他得人如得鱼
the first time our Lord called Peter to get
第二次在这里呼召他说来跟从我
the second calling is to follow me
把打上来的鱼好好的牧养他们
and to feed the sheep with the fish that you caught
怎么牧养
How would Peter feed the sheep?
就像这一段的日子，我在那牧养你。
Just like how in these days I shepherd.
那另外主耶稣又再让他想起另外一件的事情。
And our Lord reminded Peter one more thing.
他说：“人要束上你的手。”
And man will bound your hands.
他说：“年少的时候束上带子，随意来往；年老的时候，有人要把你的手束上。”
He said that I tell you to choose.When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you to what you don't want to go.
他让彼得说，彼得，你记不记得？
He said, Peter, do you remember?
在逾越节的晚上，我
也曾经
束上腰带。
The Son of Man have
我束腰是为着来服侍
to serve
我束腰是为着要来牧养
to shepherd，
而我束腰是因为爱
and because of this love。
彼得，你来牧养这些群羊的时候，
Peter you come to shepherd all these sheep，
要谦卑，
be humble，
要充满的爱，
be full of love，
要同情，要体恤那些软弱的。
Have compassion on those who are weak。
很感谢神，主耶稣借着彼得，辅导他再来跟随他。
Our Lord called Peter to follow him once more。
让我们看到一幅何等美好的图画。
What a beautiful picture that we see。
主耶稣在牧养彼得。
Our Lord shepherded Peter。
有一首诗歌我很喜欢。
There's a hymn I liked very much。
那我们不唱啊，我念一下。那诗歌是334首。
It is hymn 334。
这首诗歌说到，耶稣只要一想到你
，Jesus, the very thought of thee，
我心就满甘甜。
With sweetness fills my breast，
但这甘甜还远不及亲眼看见你。
But sweeter far thy face to see， and in thy presence rest。
第三节说，你是痛悔者的希望。
In third stanza， O hope of every contrite heart，
温柔者的喜乐。
O joy of all the meek，
你对寻求者和善良。
To those who fall, how kind thou art.
你对跌倒者何仁德。
How good to those who see.
弟兄们，主耶稣的爱对跌倒者何仁德。
How kind to those who fall.
英文里面说 how kind.
In English it said how kind thou art.
Thou art. 你对那个跌倒的人那样的仁慈。
To those who fall, how kind thou art.
那样的良善。
So much love.
叫一个心灵受创伤的人。
So for the heart who are deeply hurt.
被主耶稣的爱像那个膏油一样涂抹。
Just like the oil anointed.
叫他破碎的心重新被组合起来。
So the broken heart can be healed once more.
有一个正常的功用。
To have a normal function.
叫他心转向主耶稣。
To turn the heart to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果你把这一章的圣经稍微想一下一个图案。
Brothers and sisters, thought about this chapter.
主耶稣跟彼得还有其他人站在岸边。
Jesus was together with Peter and other disciples.
另外一个旁边就是加利利海。
And the Sea of Tiberias is by their side.
弟兄们，那个海浪一波一波的在那边
冲击。There are waves and waves from the sea.
在岸上，主耶稣跟彼得说：“你爱我吗？我爱你。你爱我吗？我爱你。”
On the shore, our Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me?"
你是不是好像看见在彼得的心灵里面也像一个加利利啊？
It was like that. There was a sea in Peter's heart.
而主耶稣的爱进到他的心灵里面。
And the love of the Lord.
冲起来一个浪花，一波又一波的冲击，冲击了。
Like a wave, and a wave, and a wave.
冲击了彼得的心。
On Peter's heart.
让彼得里头，当里面说，不管他曾经用如情的爱来爱主耶稣也罢，不管说曾经否认过主耶稣也罢。
So that no matter that Peter loved the Lord only with earthly love, no matter that Peter denied the Lord.
神的爱，那个浪花冲击彼得一波又一波。
But the wave of the love of the God, Lord was on Peter one time.
彼得整个包含在这个爱的里头。
So Peter was all within this love.
在这爱的里面有一个鼓舞。
There's an encouragement in this love.
在挑起主耶稣在他里头的爱。
Lighten the love in Peter's heart.
来跟随主。
to follow him.
主耶稣的慈身一次又一次又一次那个慈爱的复生。
The merciful voice of the Lord was on Peter again and again.
要点燃，要眺望，在彼得那内心最深处对着主耶稣的爱。
To lighten up the love in Peter's heart in the deepest place.
他要让他知道这个爱可以忘记他失败的丑陋。
So that Peter will forget his ugliness and his failure.
可以这个爱可以叫他忘记失败的羞耻。
To forget the shamefulness of his failure.
可以叫他忘记爱，叫他忘记失败的无望。
The love can let him forget the hopelessness in his failure.
这个爱鼓舞他的心。
To encourage his heart.
叫那个软弱的脚重新再站起来。
So that the weak leg can stand again.
叫那个打雨去的那一个方向重新再转向到主的面前。
So the Peter who go fish will turn back to the Lord.
让主的爱充满在他的里面。
So that the love of God will fill in him.
也让他看见这个爱何等的广阔高深。
So that Peter will see how bright and how deep and how far his love is.
彼得啊，往前走，往前走。
So Peter can run forward and forward.
好让你在我的手中成为贵重的器皿。
So that you will be a precious utensil in my hand.
感谢神。
Hand.
彼得就这样的忠诚的跟随主。
Thank the Lord, Peter now followed him faithfully.
特别是他来写彼得前后书的时候。
Especially when he wrote the second and First and second letter of Peter.
你会看见彼得，若是他闭上眼睛，他会看见一大群的羊。
You will see that when Peter closes his eyes, he will see a large group of sheep.
散布在耶路撒冷，在
犹
太全地
and the whole land of Judah,
撒玛利亚
and Samaria.
他看到在那小亚细亚
and all the minor
那一大片广阔的土地上。
It's very wide land.
有多少的群羊
？So many sheep.
所以他写信在那牧养他们。
So he wrote letters to shepherd them.
他写信去鼓舞他们。
He wrote letters to encourage them.
他写信告诉他们，在苦难的日子要怎样把盼望放在主耶稣的身上。
He wrote letters to let them know how to keep their hope on Jesus in the time of.
他被主耶稣牧养过。
He was shepherded by the Lord.
他就知道怎样牧养那个群羊。
And then he knew how to shepherd the sheep.
他们特别对教会的长老们说：“你们牧养群羊。”
Especially he said to the elders of the church, "You shepherd the sheep."
要谦卑。
And be humble.
要彼此的顺服。
And to obey each other.
那么他神也安排一个年轻人在他的身边。
And the Lord gave him a young man.
他也曾经在跟随主的路上曾经热心过。
A young man who used to be very, pursue the Lord.
但是有一天他跌倒了。
But one day the young man fell.
我不知道弟兄姊妹还记不记得，季弟兄在这样交通说，那别家从别家要上到那个安提亚去的时候。
I don't know if brothers and sisters remembered last time when Brother Peter shared here.It's talking about from the place Pergamos to Antioch.
那都是崇山峻岭。
There are very high mountains there.
这一个少年人就离开了保罗的行列。
And a young man left Paul.
但是圣经包括上就把这一个失败的少年人。
In the scripture, we can see that the Lord led this young man who fell.
保罗开始以为是不可造就之才。
Even Paul thought, this young man wouldn't have any hope.
不想带着他再出去传福音。
And Paul wouldn't lead him outside to share the gospel.
巴拿巴把他扶持一段。
But Barnabas reinstored him.
最后保罗就啊，比马可就来到了彼得的身旁。
And led Mark to Peter.
我们没有不知道这一段的时间有多久。
We don't know how long is this time.
但是彼得说马可。是我的儿子。
But Peter can say that Mark is my son.
哇，这个孩子曾经软弱。
This child is so weak.
曾经跌倒。
He was so weak. He stumbled.
那彼得也曾经跌倒。
But Peter has stumbled also.
他懂得怎么扶持他。
He knew how to reinstate Mark.
最后这一位少年人成了神手中宝贵的器皿。
And finally, this young man became a precious vessel in the hand of the Lord.
也愧得他写下了马可福音。
And it is this young man, Mark, wrote the Gospel of Mark.
连保罗都刮目相看。
And even Paul said, it,
"Mark is my son."
再
看看马可。
And Paul looked at Mark again.
圣经上没有，圣经上没有这样记载。
It is not recorded in the scripture.
但是我在想。
But I thought.
我盼望我这种想法是对的。
I hope it is the correct thinking.
我说彼得啊，你真有本事啊。
I would like to say to Peter that you're so great.
我不想马可来跟我服侍。
So Paul would say to Peter.
但是他在你的身边。
I wouldn't like
Mark
to serve the Lord.
被你成全。
But when Mark were beside you.
今天在神那个广大的国度的里面，他在传福音的事上是我一同有份的。
But you reinstated him that he is my true co-worker in the kingdom of God.
这是何等的宝贵。
How precious is that?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这一章的圣经留给我们很宝贵的恩典。
There's a precious grace in this chapter.
我们也曾经软弱过。
We were weak before too.
有些人软弱了就很长的时间。
And many of us for a long period of time.
我以前最怕听过，我以前听过一句话。
I heard some saying before.
有时候我们有时候去看一些年老的那老基督徒。
Sometimes when we went to see some elderly brothers and sisters.
他说弟兄啊我年轻的时候也是像你这样爱主
And some of them said Brother, when we were young We loved the Lord just like you
但是你知道我为什么会跌倒吗
But do you know why I stumbled?
我就是被某某人害的
It's because somebody else
弟兄姊妹们好像跌倒 有原因的
It's like they have an excuse for stumbling.
人可以把责任归在别人的身上。
And the responsibility is on somebody else.
不错，绊倒人的人有福了。
Truly, the one who stumble others, they will have trouble.
但是你跌倒，你有负你的责任啊。
But for those who stumble, you will take your responsibility. 主耶稣的
爱，主耶稣的爱可以把我们扶起来。
The love of Jesus can restore us.
你看
彼得 Let us stand up.
跌到最深的深处。他的
底谷 deepest place
就发现是主耶稣的爱
There's the love of God
好像主耶稣的爱补了一个网子一样把彼得在最底下撑住他
Just like it is the net of love that when Peter fall and fall to the lowest place it is he was reinstored
实在何等的好
How good is that
我就在想到约翰福音一开始的时候主耶稣来到自己的地方
In the beginning of the Gospel of John, Jesus came to his own place.
彼得就接待他。
And Peter received him.
接待他了，就成为神的儿女。
Became the children of God.
但是他软弱了，怎么办呢
？But what to do when Peter stumbled?
他说：“从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了。
”In the fullness of His grace, we all receive.
而且是恩上加恩。
And grace upon grace.
是你得着了生命，但是还有更丰盛的生命要留给你。
Yes, you have this eternal life.
你可以。
But you need to have this life more abundant.
你可以起来。
Stand up.
你可以起来。
Stand up.
而且可以再往前走。
And go forward.
向着标杆直跑。
And to our
但愿主耶稣的爱
May the love of Jesus
激励我们
encourage us
但我们不要说我今天软弱是怪别人
so that we wouldn't blame others for our own weakness
我们千万不要再怪别人
do not blame others
我们转眼仰望耶稣
Turn our eyes upon Jesus.
让主耶稣的爱在里面鼓舞我们。
So the love of Jesus can encourage us.
向前走。
That we can run forward.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His words.
感谢神，这个他的话语摆在我们的面前。弟兄姊妹，我们今天像彼得多还是像我们的主比较多？我不晓得你们，但是我知道我是比较像彼得还是比较。